Matthew chapter 28. Matthew 28, and the Lord Jesus has risen, and he's now the living Savior. But behold, something has happened. Something happens with his enemies, something happens with his friends. Verse 11 of Matthew 28, they were going, behold, some of the watch came into the city and showed unto the chief priests all the things that were done. When they were assembled with the elders and taken counsel, they gave large money unto the soldiers, saying, Say ye, his disciples came by night and stole him away while we slept. And if this come to the governor's ear, we will persuade him and secure you. So they took the money and did as they were taught. Now I want to follow out the rest of it. Verses 18 to the close. Jesus came speaking unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and on earth. Go ye therefore, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Now look at the contrast between the two. The enemies of Jesus said to those who had been a witness of his resurrection, for the soldiers knew that he rose from the dead. The soldiers knew he had been there, and now he was gone. And they came and said, This is what has been done. And the enemies of Jesus said to the soldiers, Look, we'll take care of the governor. You simply say that you were asleep, and his disciples came and stole him. Now, in the first place, that's ridiculous. If they were asleep, how would they know the disciples stole him? That's ridiculous. But the part that's important is they took the money and did as they were taught. There are multitudes of people today whom I think know that Jesus Christ is risen. There are multitudes of people who have gone to Christian churches, Bible-believing, Bible-teaching churches. They have heard the Word of God proclaimed. They have heard all that the Gospel has to say. They have a consciousness that God is God and that Jesus is the Son of God. They recognize that He must be living. They have heard it. But some of them have gone to the enemies of Jesus, and the enemies have said, Take the money. And they have taken the money and did as they were taught. This is the tragedy in multitudes of young lives that were brought up in Bible-believing churches. And they went to a university or to some place or to something, or they fell under the influence of some person. And suddenly somebody convinced them it was more profitable to talk against Jesus than to stand with him. And consequently, they took the money and did as they were taught. It would be a better life if they took the money and did as they were taught. It would be for them a better cultural surroundings if they took the money and did as they were taught. It would be for them financially profitable, so they took the money and did as they were taught. They would have more influence in the community. They would be held in regard by their neighbors. They would build up respect. They could get into positions of leadership. And while in their hearts they know, as the soldiers knew, that Jesus rose from the dead, they've taken the money. They've done as they were told. They've done it. We have multitudes of people who are selling God out. They were brought up in Christian churches. They've heard the message of the gospel. They've been under the influence of the Word of God. But they've been unwilling to stand with the friends of Jesus. They've stood with his enemies. It's given them prestige, and it's given them power, and it's given them a few earthly pleasures, and they've accumulated some riches, perhaps, and they've betrayed God, and they took the money and did as they were taught. But there are others, and that's the ministry of thousands of people all over the world. Now, let me give you three things concerning it. First of all, it's an unlimited power. He said, All power is given unto me. There is no reason in the world that if you're a proclaimer of the Lord Jesus that you should back down from the assaults of this world. There may at times appear that God's going to be overwhelmed, but God's still on the throne. Don't give up, my friend. God's still in the heaven. And he's still on the throne. And we look at the world today and we see Christianity seemingly such a small part of the total population. And we appear on every corner they're driving us back. And we hear all of the statistics which tell us how hopeless it is. And it seems so pessimistic that we'll be able to do anything. But all power is given unto that Christ of God. You have unlimited power behind you. You can afford to be bold in the name of the Lord Jesus. You can afford to be courageous for Him. All power is given unto Him, heaven and earth. You have a right to expect the victory. You have a right in the name of God to claim the victory. You have a right to believe God will honor His word. Unlimited power. Something else, you have an unlimited privilege. It says, go and teach all nations. Go everywhere. It doesn't make any difference what field God lays upon your heart. Every field is needy. It is true. And the unlimited privilege is given to you from the doorstep to the uttermost part of the earth. Go and preach Him. Interpret Him. Sing about Him. Live for Him. Witness for Him. Let your light shine for Him. You have an unlimited privilege. But there's something else. You have an unlimited presence. He says, lo, I'm with you. He didn't say, I send you. He said, I'll go with you. Now, He does send us, it is true. But He sends us by being with us. Lo, I am with you. Oh, young man, now in training, young woman, now in training for a life of service, and there's a thrill and a drama in it, and you see yourself as going out to a more foreign field somewhere, and you can hardly wait to get through graduation. You're ready to, and you want to get into, and then all of a sudden some night it comes overwhelming you. You're going somewhere where they don't know Jesus, and you may be the first one they've ever seen who knows the Lord. You may have to pick away at some difficult language and wrap your tongue around some words that never were meant to be spoken, and take and translate them out of thin nothing until you reduce them down to a written form, and you're going to take the Word of God with all of the intricacies of philosophical terms and all of the burden of its revelation. You're going to make this words that men can read. And it seems too much for you. And you'll try and hold in your stomach the food you're not used to eating. And you're going to live in a culture to which you're not accustomed. And there are times when it seems, but He will be with you. Unlimited presence. And it doesn't make any difference where you go. And it makes no difference how difficult the field, and it makes no difference how sad the circumstance. With you, He said, you shall march the lonely ways of the earth, but I'll be with you. The battle may be hot, but I'll be with you. The night may be lonely, and everyone may forsake you. And you'll go to this window and look out to see if anybody kindled a light on that side. And you'll go to that window to see if there's a light there. And you'll be all alone, but I'll be with you. With you. That's for you, Mother. When you walked out to the grave behind your only son. That's for you, parent, when the news came back that your child was dead in battle. That's for you, son, when the word came that your father was dead. That's for you, friend, when the dearest treasure on earth was taken from you. With you. With you. With you. It's for you, my dear. Should you meet my corpse at the mortician? And for me, should I meet you there? With you, said Jesus. With you. With you. With you. Tell me, how much are you willing to give to carry Jesus, the living Savior, to the nations of the world? For Jesus is not dead. And while the other voices pass away, His voice is still speaking. And while the other words grow ancient, His word is still with us. And while the others have departed, He is with us. With us. With us. And the drums of death sound for some, but they'll never sound again for Jesus. And the trumpets sound for some, giving the last call of taps, but never for Jesus, because He is with us. With us. With us. And it is not merely his memory, and not merely his length and shadow, and not merely what he has done that is with us, but he is with us. And it is not only his truth that is marching on. He is marching on. And the sound of his footstep is in the believing heart as we go forth to tell others about him who rose from the dead to bring us life and salvation and light and immortality. And we march on, march on, march on. For he is with.